All right, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Please don't be a policeman in that car behind me. Black and white, don't do me right, and I don't need no trouble from the maid tonight. Some say you all ain't all bad, but I don't believe it. When you come my way, I pray that there won't be no trouble from the law today. Oh no, here we go. Sleep behind the bars tonight. Now please don't be a policeman in that car behind me. Black and white, don't do me right, I don't need no trouble from the man tonight. Ow. Ain't really mine. Oh no, here we go. Bailing down the road. Everything's alright till you see them lights. And I don't wanna sleep behind the bars tonight. No, please don't be a policeman in that car behind me. Black and white, don't do me right. And I don't need no trouble from the man tonight.
Alright, alright. The sound of one man clapping never sounds quite as good as the sound of a bunch of people, but I do my best.
I'm pretty worked up right now.
That's the most we've ever had.
So, a big round of applause for the Kansas City Bear Fighters for making it all the way out to my house, where we are attempting the first ever live Good Time Radio Hour Lawrence.com podcast. Fellas, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name's Quinn. I play the guitar and sing, sort of.
I'm Mark. I play banjo and ukulele, and sometimes accordion, I guess.
My name's Sean. I play upright bass and tambourine.
Most definitely the tambourine.
Cool. You guys have been playing around the area for a while, and it's high time we got you in to play some music. It's super cool. You used to be known as the Denver Broncos. How did that come about, and why the change?
The real Bob Evans.
The real Bob Evans. Well, there's actually four of us. Bob Evans is not here tonight. He actually went to Hawaii. He's teaching there now. We were fortunate enough to get to play with him last weekend. He comes into town every once in a while. But really, the whole thing was his idea that we would have this band called the Denver Broncos, and we just thought it was the funniest name that we had to get it going and do it. Unfortunately, most of the shows we got booed because people didn't have much of a sense of humor about that.
Well, either people loved it, absolutely they got it, or they hated it, and yeah, they just wanted us to die.
Like, it was funny, like they just didn't get the joke, but like literally there's a few times we almost got into fights. So like people, so
the first time at Winfield was like the Winfield, major.
And then at Mike's Tavern there was this big lawyer that was like, you know, fuck you guys, and like getting on stage. And so, not that we were like forced to change our name, but we just thought it would be better in the long run. Mm-hmm. It was our decision, not others.
Gotcha. And what about Bear Fighters? Where'd that come from?
Just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Like so many great band names.
Yeah. It just sounded cool. And we are all like really big, tough guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, how tall are you?
Really good fighters.
Well, cool. The way we're going to do this is we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to play music for a little bit. So let's get back into the music. I believe the song you're going to play for us now is called Space Age Days.
Space Age Days.
What is that all about?
It's just kind of about, you know, just kind of longing for a day in the future when the Earth doesn't exist anymore and we all live on spaceships. Just, you know, that glorious day in the future that we all dream of.
Glory.
You know, it's kind of just like a Jetsons thing, you know, it's not really anything serious. But,
okay.
But it is actually very serious. Listen to the hint of meaning.
Are you ready?
It's in E, right?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Space Age Days are coming soon. We'll be living on the moon. We've had it with this planet Earth. She's more trouble than she was. Let's go to another place. Thank you. space. Space days are coming soon.
Woo! Thanks for clapping for yourself. That's going to help it sound a lot better.
Quiet down, Mom.
So our intelligent audience has probably figured out by now that they're not listening to a bluegrass band, but quite frequently you guys do get sort of mistaken for a bluegrass band by virtue of playing string instruments and playing at places like Winfield, maybe.
This is true.
How do you clarify it for people when they do ask, well, what is it that you do?
I call us a... B-movie, old-time gospel, punk rock, string band.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, considering, like, Korn is one of our major... and, like, rap metal.
Corn as in, like, that you consume from the field.
Yeah, the vegetable.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, kettle corn.
Ethanol.
Kettle corn.
Kettle
not
corn.
Not that cheese shit. Kettle. Yeah, I mean, we got an older-timey sound. You know, like when a lot of these songs were written, they weren't even really meant to necessarily sound that way, but you had a tenor banjo and an upright bass, and they kind of just come out. And
mm-hmm. Have you guys played in rock bands?
Yeah. Yeah, I think all of us have.
Not together.
Yeah. I'm just curious how you arrived at this, you know, after doing whatever it is that you did for the years before that.
Well, we should say, first of all, Quinn writes all these songs. And he's been playing them for a long time on a nylon string acoustic guitar, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that what...
Yeah,
so kind of
totally. Well, it's almost kind of like rock band burnout, where you just get tired of all the equipment and all this and all that. And then I think after my last band, I just started writing songs. And I kind of got sick of plugging in. And then I thought, you know, it'd be fun to play with other people that didn't have to plug in. And Sean, this is my brother, Sean. He's a phenomenal upright player. So I got lucky enough to... he can take some time off from his other band and play with us.
What is that, Sean?
Red Lefty.
Red Lefty. Right on.
Just kidding. We love you.
And I just happened to be over there when the band started, sort of. And I've been trying to learn how to play instruments.
Yeah, you kind of moved to town, or moved back to town, and then we all met or something. Or
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mark and I's relationship is like it
was based primarily on drinking.
Yeah, and then like later I realized that he played music, and then like I would just start drinking, and be like, Mark, listen to this song, and then like he actually kind of like tricked me into going to an open mic thing, and then like we did really pretty good
I'm
at that.
Really sneaky.
And then he called a bunch of people. I thought we were just gonna go down the street and play a couple tunes, and like half of our friends showed up, and then my brother we've always played. Well, we didn't tell you about that. But Sean and I played kind of like old-time country music and stuff for a while. So, like, we already had a feel for each other.
Cool.
We didn't have a feel for each other. Like, can we start over?
All right. Next up is a track called They Won't Stay Dead. What's this one about besides zombies?
Yeah, it's pretty much about zombies. I mean, there's really... I think, actually, I started writing it when I was watching the Republican convention, actually. And I don't really... I don't quite remember how it tied together. But I remember, like, being really irritated. And then, like, the zombie thing, you know. Everybody's got zombies on the mind these days. So, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Better look alive, even though they know. Maybe we'll survive. Maybe we won't. Here they come walking down the street, man, they're looking dumb, looking for something to eat. They said that it wouldn't come to this. I'm gonna use my hand, I'm gonna use my fist. I'm taking this land back from the dead.
There you have it, the Republican campaign song for 2012. They Won't Stay Dead by the Kansas City Bear Fighters.
Die! Die!
And you know a thing or two about trying to keep things dead, fighting bears and all.
Yeah, we don't like to kill all the time, but...
We haven't actually fought a zombie bear yet, so I hope it never happens.
Well, I hope for your sake it never happens, too.
Well, for the sake of all of us. I mean, you know they multiply.
I didn't know that, but...
Well, if one zombie bear bites a zombie bear, you're fucked.
You got two zombie bears.
You got two of them. Bust out the chainsaws.
So this band being fairly portable and all, maybe you guys could tell us about some of the more offbeat venues you've played with your classical guitar strapped around your neck by a rope.
A fraying bungee cord.
Fraying bungee cord.
Well, I used to actually have a strap, but it broke, and bungee cords are readily available, so, you know, you show up to a place and you don't have your strap, you can find a bungee cord. Sean usually has an extra one or two. I don't know, what do you think about?
I think that that show at Mike's Tavern, the one next to UMKC.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty bizarre because of the big guy that threatened when we were the Broncos. He threatened us, you know.
But by the end of the, or even like maybe a couple songs later, he was dancing on stage with us, which was equally offensive because we did have to assault him off of the stage. But
you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta take care of it sometimes.
You guys have taken this on the road to Emporia and other places around the 100-mile periphery of Lawrence and Kansas City, right? How did those work out?
We killed Topeka.
Yeah. Literally.
It wasn't already dead?
Topeka was zombies. We killed them all. No, we did. Topeka was a lot of fun. We have some friends we met from Winfield that are in Topeka, and they were nice enough to set us up the show, and we had a great time there.
Where at?
Mostly, I mean, we definitely do the best here in Lawrence. There's definitely like a better crowd that actually wants to come out and see music. Kansas City, it's pretty good, but we really run the risk of playing for a room full of our friends, which is a little bit awkward after they paid money, you know. And it's like, I've seen you act like an idiot, you know. So we really like coming to Lawrence. Lawrence is definitely my favorite. I know.
Yeah, Winfield.
Winfield is definitely.
Yeah. What are your spots most often that people can find you around town?
The Replay is my favorite place to go right now, just because we always seem to get a pretty good reception there, and the sound is good.
You do Jazz House, Jackpot, just to do the
Jackpot
gas,
we,
Gaslight.
We tend to love. The Gaslight actually is great.
I think Gaslight closed, I think.
All gone.
Is it really?
Because I heard it was just for the winter.
We'll see. Probably all gone.
Well, we did love the Gaslight. I love to play outside. You know, if we don't have to mic things, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can just kind of get a hootenanny going. It's a lot of fun, and you don't have to worry about, you know, cables and plugging things in. That gets confusing and tedious. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's move right along. What are you going to do for us next?
Well, this would be a song called Making Babies.
And?
Well, we've kind of got, I don't know, for some reason, at least for a while, we're on kind of like a, or at least I was on a bent where I'd write a lot of songs about the apocalypse. We could probably do a whole album of songs about the apocalypse. And so, you know, I was kind of put, you know, sex and apocalypse together, and the last two people, last two people have to repopulate the earth. So that's what this song's about. If me and you was the only two people left in this world, we's gonna have to repopulate and make a whole lot of boys and girls. What better way to spend the day than lay my seed? You give birth, repopulate this planet Earth, and when our babies start having babies, they may look just a little crazy. One by one, two by two, three odd versions, me and you will spend hours in the flowers. All day rolling in the hay. We'll spend the week cheek to cheek. We're making babies. We're making babies. We're making babies now. La 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 la
garden, in a garden, got kicked out without a pardon. We'll find a new place maybe, but not now, cause you're having a baby. And when our babies not having babies, they may look just a little crazy. One by one, two by two, three adverse, me and you will spend hours and flowers, all their own in the head. Spend a week, cheek to cheek, we're making babies, we're making babies, we're making babies now.
Right, just in case our listening audience was inspired by that song, we'll wait for a couple minutes to finish, you know, just in case they were inspired.
Simmer down,
the mood, you know, may have struck just them during it. That song.
God,
so, I'd be done already.
I'll be Eve, you be Adam.
Hey now. So in addition to being called the Denver Broncos, you had another good band name from the get-go. You want to explain that one?
Not really.
Sean, that's your baby.
That wasn't mine. That was another Bob Evans. Blood fart. I mean, you cannot lose with a band name like that. I mean, it just evokes all sorts of imagery. And maybe not for a string band. Or maybe even better for a string band. I don't know.
Well, speaking of flatulence, I think you've been working on a new song. Maybe you could share a little bit of a preview of it.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we'll just play this was one that, like, I thought it up the other day, and it was so funny that I literally laughed for 3 days. Like, I would just start thinking about it and laugh, and then we didn't want to cross the line to be like Weird Al, because we are serious musicians, but this one is just so funny. So, we don't really have it done, but we will play, like, the first verse of it. It's Perfect. Called Fart Party.
Can you do the backup part? Sure.
A party.
What kind of party?
I was thinking about a fart party. We'll be eating hearty,
nice.
Getting ready for the party. It ain't for the faint of heart, but the party's getting ready to start. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Well, that's really, we'll just stop it right there. I wrote verse 2 last night, but I don't really, but something about it, the green haze, lost in the maze, I don't know. Who wants to go to that party? Anyways, that's disgusting.
Could have been You're a Sid Barrett there. Song. Well, I don't know how to move on from that, but we'll try. We'll try for sure. So you guys were wearing some killer Hawaiian shirts, and I caught you at the replay. Do you have any other outfits, or is that the extent of it?
Well, we actually we only did the Hawaii. I am a big fan of Hawaiian shirts, but we only did that one time. We kind of like to present sometimes, you know, a really awesome, cool image. And Hawaii, what says it more than a Hawaiian shirt?
Although that one time we haven't repeated it, because that time we were more than once confused with a Jimmy Buffett cover band or something. We were accused of that, at least.
This is true.
We like to be coordinated.
Yeah, like if Sean wears red underwear, like, we always match underwear.
Mm-hmm. True. Or no underwear.
Or none. Mark does have a pretty sweet Winnie the Pooh bear outfit that we are going to bust out one of these days. But it's like, we're going to have to get one of our friends to wear it and then beat him up on stage.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be able to know that part about it. So,
So besides being compared to Jimmy Buffett, who else have you been compared to, mistakenly or not?
T squared, Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
I think that's my fault.
Yeah. No. I
guess that's an easy one.
You
because
got us out of the bluegrass label, though. So.
Yeah, people tend to use that and say Tiny Tim. I think if, you know, Quinn does a falsetto voice some, and that kind of gets the Tiny Tim thing going.
Tiptoe.
Do you actually have any artists, you know, who you do look up to a little bit in the realm of the type of music you play?
Springsteen. No, actually, probably like Django Reinhardt. I mean, I really like all the old like swing and jazz stuff. I think that music's probably way more complex than what we do. Sometimes we use some of those kind of chords, but
well, you're just trying to speak to that person at the back of the bar and get them moved.
That's right.
Or maybe not. Maybe you have other intentions.
Well, we like the people at the front of the bar moving.
Yeah.
Moving and gyrating.
Sorry, I mean, our influences, we all listen to tons of different stuff, none of which sounds anything like what we do. It just sort of happened organically, I'd say.
Yeah, I was rocking out to Enya today. Yeah. Seriously.
Huge fan.
Sail away.
Yeah. Did you see that Celine show in KC the other day? That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, we were playing at the across the street from it.
I was there, front row.
Man, she can sing. She got some pipes.
Well, keep it up, and one day you'll be, you know, taking her spot on the Sprint Center stage.
Once they find a way to mic these kind of instruments and make them loud enough, I don't even think like the best sound man can make them like quite loud enough. Yeah. But I think it's worth it to not have to bother with the chords.
But you got the pipes, man. So at least you got that going for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
If we just get a sweet dance routine, we could play there.
Yeah, that's true.
Lip sync to it.
Yeah.
Actually, this whole podcast is lip synced, so
we're not even here.
All right, the next one you're gonna do is called "Hard Living." Can you give us a little introduction to this one?
It's about just hard. You know how we do hard living all the time.
We like to drink.
I think this one's like, I think I wrote it after I had like a really long battle with the court over like a parking ticket, and like I had to keep going back and trying to pay it, and like it's not really like a tale of ghetto survival at all, but like I just started thinking about, you know, hard living. All right, you ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Hard living is unforgiving.
Of aggression coming out there.
Hard living.
Well, that you know, hard living will do it to you. Bring it so, out. Are you guys collecting these songs in hopes of putting out a record?
Yeah, we've been recording for about
6 years.
Yeah,
we're calling it Chinese democracy. It's gonna be sweet. Free Dr. Peppers.
No, it's been kind of postponed, but yeah, it should be done. Hopefully by the spring it'll be out.
Actually, we have a CD, and if you come to the show and ask us for it, we will sell it to you. We just usually forget that we have them, and we usually bring about 6 to 10, because we usually sell about 2. We are working on a new one, and we've been working on it for quite a while. It's pretty much done. There's a couple little things we gotta add in, and being that we live in Kansas City and Sean lives in Lawrence, it makes, a little bit difficult, because when we get together, we rather usually just play a show or practice or hang out, and we don't want to record because it's kind of tedious.
There are a bunch of tunes on our MySpace page, though. You can yank off there if anybody wants to for free.
You were mentioning the outside chance of it having a sort of Star Wars theme in the title.
Would you like to handle this one, Mark?
Sure. Yeah, we've thought about having... We've got a ton of songs, enough to probably do several albums, and it came up at one point that we could do a Star Wars theme in the titles.
Three-piece.
Yeah, at least three, or if we're feeling really
we could probably do
awful, we could probably do all six.
Yeah, yeah.
And then come out with an animated 7th album.
So it was going to be like the new... A new bear. The Bear Strikes Back, and then Return of the Bear. So now what, it would be the Phantom Bear?
Mm-hmm.
The Bear
Wars.
Yeah,
I guess if we could do it right, we could start from the beginning.
I don't know if we're going to do that. We'll probably have, a new bear and then, do something else. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that probably ties in nicely with this next one. It's called Rise of the Cybermen. Ooh. And I'm guessing this goes back to the sort of, dystopian story that you had going.
Yeah, get ready. This is Rise of the Cybermen. This is about how pretty soon we'll wake up and be robots, if you're not already, and covered in metal and thinking, mind think. That's happening.
We're basically like a public service announcement as a band.
Get ready. The Cybermen are coming.
Comes as a surprise, I know. Everyone's unsettled when at first they wake up metal. It's the only way to go. 'Cause we don't think real thoughts no more. We can't, but really, why we're for? You'll soon know what's in store, my friend. We'll be also less eclectic when we all wake up electric. This world's coming to an end.
Cybermen,
right on.
That's right.
Right on. Kansas City Bear Fighters. You guys have a couple shows coming up. Can you recall off the top of the head what those are?
Yeah, we're playing this Friday at Davies Uptown in Kansas City. It's gonna be awesome. Mm-hmm. This Saturday.
Saturday at the Jackpot here in Lawrence. Playing, it's pretty cool lineup. There's some kind of movie...
It's like a film festival or,
yeah.
I don't know if they're playing movies while people are playing, or I don't really know.
Porn?
Only hope.
I can't bring my girlfriend.
There's a few bands from New York playing, The Woes, and I don't
know the other bands. I'm sure they're great, but I did listen to The Woes, and they sound awesome. Yeah. Like, they got a horn section. They sound really, really cool. I'm excited to hear them. We're going to play at Knuckleheads at the end of the month. I think The Brick in February. We post our shows on MySpace, so you can always just check us out there.
MySpace.com / KC Bear Fighters.
Yep.
KC Bear Fighters. Technically, is it the Kansas City Bear Fighters?
It is the Kansas City Bear Fighters. All right, I whooped a man one time for calling it the KC.
It's going to be, there might be some trouble if we ever do get that professional basketball franchise and they want to use Bear Fighters as a
We will
a
fight.
Name.
Long after the band is disbanded. Who are those fat bald guys wrestling down the basketball team?
Well, all right, guys, this has been fun. Thanks for coming by and bringing all of your tunes. Maybe we could find one more to go out with. What do you think?
Absolutely. Want to do Sailors?
Sure.
Let's do this song is called Sailors. It's it's about the times we used to spend on the sailing ship together.
Scurvy.
Okay, sailors!
Sail across the ocean until we reach the shore. Say hi to the natives, and then we sail some more. We like the action. We like the waves crashing. We like the light. Cast the nets out for the fish, sometimes catch mermaids. Then we wish that they had grow parts instead of flippers. Run on, men, keep up your zippers. We like the action. Cause if we go, 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 we're sailing. Yeah, man, we're sailing. We like the light. Okay. Shot some cannonballs into the air to kill these men, cause we don't care about the consequences. Running towns and stealing pizzas. We like the action. We like the way. Cause if we go, 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 we're sailing. Yeah, man, we're sailing. We like the light.
Thank you, we're the Kansas City Bear Fighters. Can't wait to see you soon.